Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Chennai Super Kings spinners played a key role as the two-time champions beat the Kolkata Knight Riders by 34 runs as the Indian Premier League 2014 returned to India. Ravindra Jadeja took 4 for 12 and Ravichandran Ashwin 1 for 21 to bowl their side to a convincing win, their fifth of the competition and fifth in a row. Brendan McCullum had earlier top scored with 56 as they posted 148 for 3, to which Kolkata replied with 114 for 9. On a slow and sticky pitch in Ranchi, they had few answers for Chennai, who remain undefeated since their loss in the opening game to the leaders, the Kings 11 Punjab. Scotland have named a 13-man squad to take on England in next week's one-day international in Aberdeen. A sell-out crowd will greet both teams on the 9th of May as they prepare to meet for the first time since 2010. Kyle Kutter will captain the side and Aberdeen-born all-rounder Josh Davey, now on the books of Somerset, has been recalled to the squad. He last played an ODI in May 2013 and replaces Richie Berrington, who has a hamstring injury. Fellow Aberdonians Alasdair Evans, Michael Leask and Matthew Cross also feature in the squad. In full as follows: Kyle Kutzer, the captain, Freddie Coleman, Matthew Cross, Josh Davey, Alasdair Evans, Majid Haque, Michael Leask, Matt Macken, Callum McLeod, Preston Momsen, Safshan Sharif, Rob Taylor and Ian Wardlaw. Cricket Australia have confirmed that Rod Marsh has been appointed as the new chairman of a restructured national selection panel. He takes over as chairman from John Inverarity, who's standing down after 2.5 years. Marsh moves from a part-time role on the panel to a full-time role, and the new panel includes head coach Darren Lehman, former international Mark Waugh and former NSP chairman Trevor Holmes. Andy Bickle has not been retained as a national selector.